he engaged with perspicacity, and he, you know, he showed up for work and did many useful things during the horror of September 11th and subsequently.
Huh?
He also tried to leave a legacy of sweetheart stadium deals and other things. He bankrupted the coffers of lawsuits from the violation of First Amendment and civil rights and due process procedures. Corporation Counsel's offices operations are themselves a scandal. And I'd like to think that New York and the mayoralty is much WBAI and the managership. Both people outlived their term limits.
Right. Well, I have to tell you, though, I was a little irritated, and I thought that he did do well, but when there was this talk about actually extending his terms, I said, oh, my gosh, what does Robert Knight think of that, you know? And I don't know if you were confident that that never was going to come to pass.
Well, I think the shabby behavior. You see, this is what I mean about crisis. It's where you find character or merely characters.
Right.
And Mark Green turned out to be just a character who was willing to continue the rule, as the memo says, of New York has always been ruled by two white guys.
Right.
He wanted to be the one who was other than Giuliani. It was an insult for him to say that he would have considered altering constitutional succession or charter succession here in New York. And as his opponent in the primary said, if you're not ready to leave, why are you wasting the time of the voters?
Yeah.
And he played the race card about as incompetently as previous management did here. So,
I just have to say that I was a Giuliani, and I just had to say that, you know, that once the talk was about maybe keeping around a little bit, and he even actually started to try to float that trial balloon, I said, my gosh, maybe he is manipulating the tragedy a little bit, you know, for his own ends, which I think he had a tendency to manipulate things.
Yeah. What else is on your mind?
Okay, one last point. How about Bloomberg? Any thought on him? Any hope? You think he might be a little better than Giuliani? Or?
His choices so far have been more diverse than of the previous mayor. It is too soon for me to have a fixed and firm opinion.
Okay. Well, it'll be very interesting to hear as it goes along, you know, your observations on the new administration. And again, I appreciate your thoughts and welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good
Thank you for making it so. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the thing with the fireman with that statue that they altered. You ever heard about it?
It's a question of what ethnicities will be represented in a memorial sculpture. Is that the gist of it?
Yeah, right. But see, this is the point. If it was, let's say, three black guys or three, or some other group, and they, you know, made it over into something different than what actually happened, you would hear left and right. I'm not saying
well,
you,
there's no law. There's no law that says a sculpture must be
yeah, but you would hear them crying racism and everything else. They would.
Well, you know what I would be happy to hear said about it is that, well, sure, there were many clusters of firemen doing heroic work.
No. I'm talking about the statue portrays.
Yeah, I know that.
The three white men holding up the flag. And if it was three black men and they painted them and made them white, they'd be saying it's racist.
Okay.
It's this and that.
But you see, this is just talky talk.
No, it's not. It's political correct bullshit.
Well, no, this is just talky talk. Because if you were to think about it maybe more, you might say that this whole question is wrong. Not that the answers are wrong. The question itself is wrong. There were, to the extent possible, firefighters of all races and sexes that took part. But if you were truly concerned about the issue, you might have said that the choice of that particular photograph and the issue of what color to sculpt the subjects is an example of the tyranny of statistics. Because statistically, if you take a picture of any three firemen in New York, the law of probability itself says it's going to be three white guys. The New York City Firefighters Union is even whiter than the New York City Police Union. And rather than talking about a sculpture, I thought you would address that. Not that those currently in the fire department are not indeed heroic, and many of us owe them our lives. But we could, at the same time, be owing our lives to a more representative group of people. This is Earth Walking, you're on the air.
Yeah, about 11 years ago, there was a young man that was banned from another radio station, WHCR. And on WBAI, he was given a voice. He was given a voice by a morning show host named Robert Knight. And that young man was Ibrahim Gonzalez. How are you, my brother?
I am trembling with joy. It's so great to hear, well, you know, community voices on the radio.
Yeah, yeah. And for what seemed like an interminable, you know, 3 months that I myself was under fire in those days, it was the courageous and the honest approach of the station that we have and that we have to cherish that gave voice to somebody that was being squelched. And Robert, at all these years, I'm still grateful. And this is one of the reasons why, no matter what, we have to, with a sense of pride, respect, and gratitude, continue to put out our best. What Grandpa Al Lewis said to me one time as we were passing in the hallway, and I just kind of grabbed him by the elbow gently and said, "Grandpa, please give me some of your wisdom." He says, "Always do your best, no matter what, no matter where." And I'm also looking forward to hearing him.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That'll be a day.
Yeah, we need him. And it might be that I'm also under the, as the powers have once again shifted, I may be doing an overnight hosting at BAI once again. Looking forward to that.
I certainly hope to see that or hear that real soon.
Well,
Ibrahim.
Check it out. Maybe Thursday night, Friday morning, 3 to 6.
All right.
In the moment.
Okay. See you in a minute.
Robert, love you, man.
Same here. This is Earth Watch. Maybe one morning you can join in and take part. The number is 209-2900, by the way. You might want to join in and take part in a special ritual that some of us on Wake Up Call have, which is to do an oblation to the river, to take a moment in the morning, walk out to look at the estuary, the East River, watch the tide roll in, sitting and talking with a friend. Kind of nice to be back here on the air. This is Earth Watch.
Let me ask you, don't you think that's racism? If it...
I don't know. You're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, did I miss you. I missed you like my...
Did anything happen while I was away?
Yeah, I was like depression and like, you know, insensibility. I was like, I couldn't even think, man. I was like, Wednesday, Robert. You know, it was like, you know, it was a day without sun, a night without sunshine.
With apologies to Pulp Fiction or the originalist based on City of Blood, you know, it's the little things. It's the little things that make the difference. What do you mean, Robert? Well, I mean, it's like I look and see some old business cards of mine that said, and it's the little things like, wow, these cards are activated again. It's the little things.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Oh, God. Well, Robert, you know, this is George, man. I'm, you know.
George Darrow.
Yeah.
The musical antiquarian.
Yeah. Oh man. Oh,
well, you've made your creative contributions over the years musically and
yeah.
And spirit.
Thank God I had something to impart. And perhaps we have some more left. Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling, George.
And I want to come up there and answer phones when you have our real listener phone drive.
Well, now you can.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as long as you know who you are.
Yeah.
You should be able to come by and visit your community radio station.
Yeah, you think, oh, man, one is so tempted to, like, go into the valley of, like, bitterness and, like, scream and curse them out and say all kinds of ugly things and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I mean, I had a year plus of that bullshish kebab, man. It's like, drove me insane. I think maybe that was it. That was it, right? It was designed to drive everyone away.
Yes.
But I didn't go nowhere.
And remember, feel the pain of the attritions. Feel the pain of... it sounds funny, but I'm being serious. Because many of those who did collaborate or co-participate in the programmatic atrocities that characterized the past year did so out of a need for team spirit. They did so out of fears, just like any of us might. And to have the bankruptcy of that path so vividly demonstrated and I think irrefutably by the will of the people that we are supposed to have sworn to respect by being here, they got to be in a lot of pain. I'm in pain. We're all in pain. And the thing about Martin Luther King, mm-hmm. is that he, catalyzed situations in which people who didn't know each other before could simultaneously share the pain of a cattle prod, share the pain of a police attack dog or a water hose.
Fire hose.
And there is no racial monopoly on justice or righteousness. And people this past year have tried to convince us that that was the case. And to have that illusion stripped naked by the will of the people, it's got to be embarrassing and painful. So as I say, I hope that they, as with the rest of us, rise to the occasion.
Take a deep look. And, let me just say, I love you guys, love you, and love everyone that got axed and is back.
All right.
And,
thanks for calling.
I'll see you in the future, man.
Okay.
Okay.
This is Earthwatch, and you are on the air. Listener calls at 209-2900, area code 212.
Just in time, the phone cuts off after 20 rings. How are you?
I don't quite know yet. You know, over the past year, metaphorically, the oxygen has been cut off from our bloodstream. And it's only coming back as we return from this coma. And I might have a more eloquent or detailed answer as soon as the shock of it all wears off.
Well, Robert, I feel like I went into this abyss and I wasn't getting any information for all these months, and it was destroying me. I couldn't believe it. I turned on VAI and I couldn't stand it. I had to turn it back off again.
Well, we're going to have to go because your phone is losing rhythmically or periodically.
Right.
But I feel what you mean.
But let me just say I wish that I'm hoping that you're more on the news though, on the evening news, because I also want to say I'm having difficulty forgiving people like you seem to be able to do. I definitely don't want to hear Paul's voice on that program. I'm going to turn him off for a long time.
Well,
and those other people
think it's important. I think it's important that whether it is at Pacifica National, where a couple of years ago, a pre-shock, a precursor to the traveling wave that seismologically disturbed New York, firing of Dan Coughlin for reporting independently on a major development in regard to the Pacifica Network. I hate when I see the opposite of that done in any Pacifica newsroom. And I just would hope, as a former news director myself, that no WBAI news department ever again accede to prior restraint from management to censor or not cover particular stories at a local level. And I hope that no Pacifica news department ever becomes merely a mouthpiece for management.
Absolutely. I agree right on.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Also, I hope the Mamiya Abu-Jamal thing, we've got to stay on top of this. This is very important. Now we can do that.
Yeah. All right. A lot of calls. I'm going to try and bring as many people as possible in this reunion. You've been an important one. Thank you.
I always had many of the rallies. I love you, Robert.
I love you.
Take care.
All right. This is Earthwatch, and you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Is this Robert?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, man. Okay, welcome back.
Thank you. Well, no, welcome back to you.
Yeah, hey, I was listening, but I was listening out for you. I was going across the dial one day, and I heard somebody ask you a question, and you started answering the question. You didn't have anything written down, and you sounded so good, man. It was so beautiful the way you went in and out to different things and just ate the question up. It was so beautiful, and I've been with BAI ever since.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind. You know, there are people here who, during the Maunder Minimum, the Maunder Minimum refers to a period, and I think it's about the 17th century, in which solar activity went to a mysterious low, and the number of sunspots observed and the solar irradiation on the Earth cumulatively dipped precipitously. And it's called the Maunder Minimum. It's like a period of solar darkness. And during the BAI darkness, there were people who purported to be jazzicians and purveyors of that uniquely American, African tradition of music and improvisation. Who claimed that they were about all that, and yet oddly didn't have the chops to hear jazz when it was being expressed verbally in the form of freeform radio.
Mm-hmm. Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, sure.
I want to name five, what you said was brilliant, as you always are. I want to name five Negroes for you.
Oh, Lord.
No, wait.
Okay,
no.
Go ahead.
Richard Nixon, Thomas Jefferson, Beethoven, Hercules, John, George Washington, and Benjamin Franklin. Telephone number to prove that. 212-289-9923.
Okay, we'll check that out.
You're very sweet, man.
All right.
Then
maybe next time you call, you can tell me about the surnames Jefferson and Washington in America today. Thank you.
Okay.
This is Earthwatch. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Robert, this is Flowers.
Hey.
How great thou art.
Oh, no, I'm just a reflection
just yes.
of the rest of us.
Healing 101, just say yes. Apropos to all of this, how long does it take the sun to traverse our galaxy? Once. 225 million years.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been through that and back. Okay. Any word on Sharan?
Hmm?
Any word on Sharan?
Sharan rejoined us on Tuesday, on the first day of Wake Up Call. Martin Luther King,
Errol,
free speech at last.
Errol Maitland.
We're all fine.
Right.
Fine. We're all beautiful.
Yes.
We're all beautiful.
Okay.
Because the community,
Remember,
the community made us so.
Yes. We are the best.
Yeah.
I always tell people that we didn't have the destruction physically and people being beaten by cops, et cetera, and so forth, as they wilded after the Rodney King decision in New York, because we did more spiritual work and put more light and love and energy, power and prayers into our environment here, which is why I thank everyone who did this and say, blessed be, we are graced, we are blessed, we are one.
Well, thank
and
you for the grace you bring.
And let us not be complacent again. Remember the 70th birthday party for Odetta? And I said backstage, this would be the time for them to do it. Everybody's here. Do you recall?
Yes.
And everybody laughed. Was that a month before December 22nd?
Yeah. There are things that...
I do accept that
there
time.
Things
there
that were in the
psychic.
Air. There were some... there were some oddities that occurred of a mojo nature on that particular day. Some day I'll tell that story.
Right, when Giuliani came out with prostate cancer one day and Sapphire the next, the police commissioner.
Yes, it indicates
like,
a certain...
I have a pain up there because...
It indicates a certain proximity between them, spiritually speaking, of course. Thank you for calling. I'm going to...
Said Louima didn't get that.
No. Thank you so much for calling. And I'm going to move on, but you've been insightful. This is Earthwatch. You're on the air.
Oh, my goodness. I'm on. Please.
Listen to this one.
Let me get in the other room. I have my radio, and I don't want it... Okay, I'm in the other room.
Well, what is your name, and where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm Laura, and Robert...
No, you have a right to not answer that question. I'm just teasing you. I'm just teasing you.
Oh, no. When I said get in the other room, I had my radio on, and I
was... No, I mean, this is not central booking. When a listener calls up, they don't have to give your name and address.
I know, and that's what's so beautiful. Past 2 days, I wanted to welcome you all, and I mean everybody, back Monday morning, and I couldn't make it in. I got up at 4 o'clock, and I called a couple of times, but I said, "Oh, I got in, but it's too early, Laura. Let's wait." So anyway, I'm in now, and that's what's important. I want to welcome you back, everybody there. I want to thank you. Something you have done, and you always do it. During the past 13 months, last year, when the attack on Amy, and I say attacks on Amy, and you were present, you always rallied to her side in defense. And I want to thank you because that shows what a beautiful person you are. And the gentleman who, thank heaven, and I say gentleman in reserve, who has, who's no longer on the airwaves, who always espoused, I am a quote, and I don't want to go into the area of pitting or saying white against black or black against white, but this is the area that he would always project. And I can't stand for that. And I can't stand for these words. And people called me, and I had 70 letters and all of this other foolishness.
May I just interject? I grew up in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw fountains and balconies. I never obeyed them. And I can remember all the way back to first grade, walking down a tree-lined white part of North Wilkesboro. And across the street, this little blonde white boy, he was in fact a boy, as I, at that age, he looked at me and said, "Here." And my first immediate natural spontaneous reaction was to reply to him, "No, you're a..." So we know the viciousness of history out of which that comes, but doggone it, we're not children anymore and should be able to respond to that with increasing sophistication, power, and finesse. That's what I mean about people who have tried to appeal to the lowest parts of our nature, giving us a low job. And as I said before, that particular tactic is a favorite one of COINTELPRO.
May I say this? I've been listening for a number of years, and I really treasure WBAI because in listening in the years, I've been able to grow, okay? And this past year has taught me so much. I feel so good because... thanks to you, Treece Lee, I've learned to read between the lines. I've learned to listen to what is not heard. I've learned to observe and not to draw conclusion. And I say thanks to you, Treece, because she showed me how you can trust a person and be deceived totally. She showed me how to look in the actions of a person. She showed me, she taught me also how to I don't have the mastery of the English language, but I'm striving. Okay, you, Bernard, Amy, Grandpa, and I say Grandpa, I mean, hey, this man, 80, I think he's going on 80 years old. He's a treasure. I've gone to many meetings. I've stayed in the back. I've said hello to you, and I want people to know that what you hear, okay, and they say what you see is what you get. You are the perfect gentleman. You're not on stage projecting one front, and when you're off stage, then it's something entirely different. You are true to yourself, and that is why the audience can feel this, and we treasure you because you, and when I say you, I mean inclusive of all the good people, the good human beings who have returned to WBAI. You're true, and you're honest, and you stand behind principle, and because of that, you've taught us, those who are, I mean, and I say those, and I do include myself most assuredly, that, hey, listen, you got to take a stand. And sure, you may be involved in other areas and you may be attacked or you feel that people will get to you. But listen, you're on this earth at this particular time in this vessel once. So do something so that you can gain another entrance from the deeds that you have done this time. And so, hey, I've been on it every time I got the opportunity. The past months, I've been calling. I've always...
Well, let me respond to the heart of what you have just said. And I thank you for your kind words.
All right, thank you.
And my final comment for you is this. I deeply appreciate the trust that you've given me. And you are now hereby banished from this radio program, and you are not to call up this or any other radio program on WBAI henceforth.
F&B then.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Have a great century.
Okay. I'd like to also give a shout out for, I guess, the Utricians who did less than their worst on some occasions than they might have done. And but even more for some of the people who, during this year of darkness, and remember, darkness is a way different thing from blackness. See, we had a year of darkness masquerading as blackness. But there have been also people who endured a fate worse than I or any of the F&Bs did, because they had to be here during that time, and many of them gave quiet moral support or, you know, some continuity of personality or connection, even though they would be surveilled if they were to encounter any of those in disfavor under the previous administration. And there have been a few, some quiet people here during those awful times at WBAI who tried with eye contact, much like prisoners might do, to give a word up, a shout out, like an underground railroad. Jay Smooth is kicking this weekend on that show Saturday night. This is Earthwatch, though, and you're on the air, and tonight's about you, the listeners, calling and commenting. Go ahead.
Hi, Robert.
209-2900, area code 212-209-2900 is the number.
Can I ask you a question about current events?
Sure.
In reference to, like, living in the midst of what I call military triumphalism, essentially, that we've been...
That's a good phrase.
That the media has been, the mass media has been spoon feeding us the military triumphalism.
Mm-hmm.
To take like a radical pacifist, radical nonviolent, comprehensive critique of how we respond to this totalitarian mindset, that this is the only way to solve the quote terror problem. Would you be willing to just go over some points on how we can intelligently organize ourselves now that we have freed up some of our organizational energy?
No, I'm not at length at this moment, because I'd like to catalytically defer to as many listener calls as we can put through.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe put that on the back burner, too.
But my short answer is, what better cure for so-called terrorism is there other than to announce to frustrated poor people around the world who are themselves the diaspora of economic slavery, who are filled with both hope and anger, and who sometimes behave in criminally violent ways, but yet who seek the promise this country has sold for so many years. I think that there's got to be a better way to deal with so-called terrorism, or that is to say, issues of national struggle that are without the benefit of sovereignty or army, that for the President of the United States to go on a broadcast and essentially say, you've got 10 days to stop hating America or we will bomb the bejesus out of you. That's not a good solution to terrorism. And that's where we are. But let's talk about that in future shows.
Okay, and one quick suggestion for the future. As listeners, we need to learn very much about the union after versus UE's situation in the station, and I would hope that we can be educated to be able to put input into that struggle so that it's effective and resolution.
I understand that in that regard we have a new... a newly accomplished labor analyst who I'm sure will be very eager to talk to you about that. But I don't see how we could have had a proper election on that issue when those who should have been able to take part in that election were deliberately systemically banned. So
right.
That's something else we'll take up in the future. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate your analysis. Thank you.
All right. This is Earthwatch, and you're on the air.
Yes, hello, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hi. I just want to thank you so much for all the help that you've provided for the years. It was you that inspired me to become a member of BAI about 3 years ago. And you had played...
I apologize. No,
why?
I'm just joking. I'm teasing.
Oh, okay. No. I just wanted to say that you played a Firesign Theater. It was during a fundraising session, and you played a Firesign Theater album side, I think, Waiting for the Electrician or one of those.
Yeah, or Somebody Like Him.
Somebody Like Him.
That was some of that recycled material that I sometimes broadcast while scurrying around frantically.
And that was really great. My brother had a copy of Waiting for the Electrician or somebody like him, and it brought back such great memories, and I couldn't imagine ever hearing that on a radio station. Not even the stations affiliated with universities like Princeton or the University of Pennsylvania. They don't do stuff like that. You know, they do like garage stuff, you know, that I guess they think is current for, you know, their population, the young. And I was just so taken with Firesign Theater. That was so great. Because I grew up listening to that stuff, and it was just hysterical. And it prompted me to just jump to the phone and pledge. And I've been a member for like 3 years. And I owe my inspiration to joining as a member to you. And I just really wanted to thank you. And welcome back. I'm very pleased that you're back in your Earthwatch slot. And also Steve Case. I think that's great.
Thank you. You know, it's I loved love the extraordinary work Fireside Theater has done, and was even more tickled to know that Bergman, Proctor, Osmond, and all have been stalwarts and broadcast at our sibling station, KPFA, in Berkeley, where we as New Yorkers have a duty to return the favor for the support the community and many of the producers out there have done for us by retrieving the headquarters Pacifica from its being abducted almost overnight in the same way reminiscent of the Christmas coup by Mary Frances Berry, moving it to her stomping grounds in Washington, D.C. There's a reason why the free speech movement and the Pacifica headquarters have lived in the Bay Area, and it's one of many things that need to be redressed and addressed with determination. By the way, also a shout out to, there are just so many people. I'm going, it's not even possible to have a comprehensive list. I mean, certainly the Kunstler Fund for all of its work on racial justice. They did the work while others are simply talking about it. The Flashpoints program, where I collaborate with Dennis Bernstein. It just goes on. The Free Speech Radio News, of course. An extraordinary newscast that I think you should be hearing more of, in addition to going to the website fsrn.org or flashpoints.org. You're on the air. Hello? Okay, you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, my goodness. Well, let me turn this off. I'm sorry. Hello?
Yes, hey.
Hey, oh, my God. Welcome back. Welcome back. I am just so overwhelmed. Oh, my tears have finally dried up. Oh, my gosh. Robert, welcome back to you, Amy, everybody, the entire crew. I've been a listener for like 16 years, and the last 13 months have been just misery, literally misery for me. It's like my lifeline was cut off. It was cut off to the point where I literally started listening to a lot of idiotic music stations rather than listen to BAI, because every time I turned to it, it pained me so much I had to turn it off. And it was accidentally yesterday I turned on, because every day I would turn on and hope to hear something different. And once I didn't hear familiar voices, I turned it off. And I had to turn it on like 12 o'clock and heard Bernard, and I lost my mind.
Yeah. Wasn't that wonderful?
I mean, I have been glued to the radio since yesterday at 12 o'clock. I mean, I can't get enough of you guys, and I'm just so thankful. I say God is good. You know, you guys are back. Brilliant programming is back. Thank you all. I love you, and there are a lot of listeners like me who suffered for too long. Thank you. And see, I'm not as forgiving as you are, because the thing about me, I think the way I feel about it is there's some snakes that are there, and if you don't get rid of the snakes, they jump up and bite.
Hey, I know that.
As a listener, I feel very strongly.
We're not going to be foolish again.
Okay. But oh my God. I'm so happy. I just can't even explain. I'm really happy. I mean, the brilliance of the previous BAI, now again, my BAI is just, you know, it's unparalleled. No one like it. And now I'm ready. Bring on the fun drive. I am ready to pledge right now.
Right.
Bring it on. I am back.
You sure are. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. God bless you all.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
You're on the air. This is Earthwatch.
I can't believe it. My God, you bring me luck.
I can't believe I had to come back here. I thought I had escaped.
It is the first time in my life that I called WBI and I can get through. Robert, welcome back.
We had to lay off those retired FBI employees who were front-ending the phone cables coming in here, so people can get through now.
Well, let me tell you, it took me 20 minutes. Not bad. It could have been much worse. Anyways, Robert, I was so taken by what this last caller was saying. I got to tell you a couple of things. First of all, I am a listener activist. One of the many people who fought tooth and nail for a full year to bring you guys back, to bring Pacifica back to where it should be. And we're almost getting there, but this is the first token, the first victory of the whole list, and of course we're going to go on. This was amazing. Two things. I don't want to take much of your time, but I got to tell you, I think one of the most impressive things that I saw this year was to see regular citizens, regular people like myself, people who otherwise would appear to be powerless, which of course we learned that we're not, just come together with no leaders, no nothing, just spontaneously and fight like crazy for a full year to bring this radio station back to its senses. Possibly one of the only good side of the attrition was obviously that every time you turn on the radio and you listen to what you had to hear in there, there was just no way we could forget about this whole struggle. There was just no way. We just had to go on and do it. And this is a victory that I hope people realize sooner or later that in this day and age when we're seeing what we're seeing in general in the world and all the right-wing hysteria and the lack of solidarity and in so many ways, this proves that a lot of things are possible and that the last thing you want to do in this world is to give up. You just cannot give up. We cannot give up, whatever happens. That was one of the things I wanted to say. The other thing I wanted to say was that my personal particular reason for joining in, I'm from Spain, and although we don't have anything like Pacifica in Spain, although I know there's people who would like to start working with sort of listener-sponsored idea, I know that we import a lot of the ways of doing things of this country into Europe. A lot of the things we import, quote-unquote, are really not so good, and we would rather do without them than they are. And when I saw such a gem of free speech, such a precious source of free speech disappear or be attacked as viciously as it was, I thought to myself, we can't see this happen. If this happens here, and this is what we're gonna take into Europe, we are in bad shape. We cannot allow this to happen. And
we're going to export this revolution.
Good.
Of radio to Europe and to your Spain. And I've been actually studying up on a number of community radio projects that are being attempted in several African nations.
Yeah.
That we'll try and keep up to date with. In fact, maybe even co-participate and influence.
Excellent.
And learn from.
This is only the beginning.
Yeah.
Only the beginning.
Well, thank you.
I'm so happy to hear you guys back. I have no words.
Oh.
Please keep it up. We're here. We're here, and we're keeping an eye on you guys.
All right.
Nothing like what happened last year will happen again.
Never.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. This is Earth Watch. You're on the air.
Oh, I can't believe I got through. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. I just wanted to...
There's so many unbelievers calling tonight. I don't know. What's up?
But, you know, I always said, look who replaced Bernard White. And I always said that. They replaced the news, the morning news, with a spiritual show, which is great. But why replace a news with something that wasn't news, especially in the morning? You know, and I always did that. I try to analyze and think about what they were placing old shows with.
You mean the show with the host who, well, yeah.
Oh, I know her name. I just didn't want to be, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's a nice person, and I hope her show does come back, but not in the morning news slot, because I'm a working person. I know not everyone that listens to BAI works. Some people, you know, are home for whatever reason, and they did like that spiritual show in the morning.
Well, you know, I was trying to get at this before when I said that genuine spirituality is not apart from righteous politics. And there is a difference between that which is spiritual and that, or which purports to be, and that which is holy.
Yeah, true. But, yeah, I just, like I said, I just didn't understand. And I'm just glad it's the news in the morning, and maybe, you know, Miss Moore could come back maybe even a little before the news.
So, well, suffice to say, we have different approaches to spirituality.
Okay. Well, good to hear your voice again.
Likewise.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You're on the air. This is Earthwatch.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I say welcome back, but I've been listening to BAI since the 60s, so I'm not as naive as most of your listeners are.
Mm-hmm.
There were issues that were brought up on both sides, and some of those issues have not been addressed. And I think that if BAI truly wants to live up to the credo of free speech and free expression, there should be one show dedicated, a panel from both, or a panel consisting of both points of views, so they can clear the air.
Why do you assume there's only two points of view?
Well, just for entertainment's sake, because most commentators say it's entertainment now and not news. But I mean, there were questions, and I don't know who's right and wrong. Like I said, the left, I detest the left because they're a bunch of frauds. But I do find BAI interesting. Now, one question for you. In
yes,
this
sir.
Case, your side may have been right, but the fact is, will the new regime return to the awkward buffoonery that they exhibited at one time, along with some informative information, or will they try to improve so they won't get caught in that trap again by some new regime? Comment, please.
I have no doubt that it will be the latter path of improvement. We have no alternative, no choice than but to do that, and I think the presence, power, insistence, and persistence of the listeners will guarantee, no matter how arduous the struggle, because remember, we will face a period of what one person characterized as endless contra warfare, because a defeated ego is a very difficult thing to resolve. And, you know, there will be predictable behaviors among some scattered, you know, pockets and people. But the very fact that everybody can be here now is what gives what Martin Luther King referred to as soul force to the community. It's the same paradigm that the that is now being reinforced on airliners, where the community of passengers operates together out of a mutual interest to prevent fatal attacks or dangerous behavior. And there will be a period of COINTELPRO-ish, low-intensity conflict. But the presence of the community is what's going to make this work. There are very skilled people who are now back at WBAI who will be working towards this. There are very intelligent listeners who will be working towards this. But it is the inclusion that makes us intelligent, and I don't think that that will fail in the long run. And this is Earthwatch, and you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
You know, a lot of people call, and they don't realize there was a lot of hateful people that lied to the listeners, and they were reading the listeners, and a whole lot of things. Hello?
Oh, yes, I'm here. Say.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, everybody talking about both sides. There were only one side. Because we had a bunch of egotistic maniacs starting with this one that came on early in the morning with her fake spirituality. And they got together with the one from the news and your friend Clayton. And they was talking about the people who abandoned fire. They were morons, that they had subpar shows.
Oh, they made actionable statements. They placed
right.
the resources of this institution at jeopardy. There are many people who could prevail in a lawsuit in particular, when they falsely accuse people of crimes.
Yes, and then we had
that is something that, like I'm saying, I'm for resolution.
Yes,
but keep the disgruntled postal worker with that machine gun away from the baby at the picnic.
Amen.
Okay.
Another one. Then we had Miss Piggy. She gets up there. Oh, I'm
wait, wait. Let's not. I mean, surely you can say it more eloquently than
okay.
that. Let's keep it on a.
A certain person. She gets up there. I'm smarter than everybody else. Look at my high IQ. All you little people must listen to me because I know it all. You know, when you get to that point where you think you're smarter than the average person, then you know you failed.
Well, that's a pain and a tragedy that person. We'll have to work on, and as I say, these times of stress and disappointment are what determine character, and I think we're beginning to see the state of many of the character of many characters.
Yeah, you know, I have to commend two people who came. Y'all did not go to assassination people's characters. Y'all ascended an olive branch, so y'all must be commended with your humanitarianism.
Well, thank you. You're
and,
part
you know,
of it. And I'm glad you...
Hey, remember, I met you back in 85. We had the protest in front of the station for my woman, Barbara Day.
Huh.
Yeah, she's 85. My heart. I love Barbara.
Oh, 85. Yeah, oh, yes. Those were tumultuous times. That
yes.
followed the autumn of the long knives of 83 into 84 and so on. Yes, yes.
And, you know, you should have moved back to 505.
There is no invention...
Yes.
That connects people the way this radio station does.
That's right.
Over time and distance.
Oh, 505 was
amazing.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I used to volunteer and spend the night at BAI and break bread with y'all in the morning. And, you
well,
know,
you're going to have a chance to do that soon.
See, Rob, at BAI, it's, personalities and listeners, it's family.
Mm, yeah.
So I've been in BAI for years. Mm-hmm. And it's like a family member took it away from you when you was off the air.
Yeah.
So you keep up the good work, Robbie.
All right.
And welcome back home.
Hey, I'm only working because y'all did all the good hard work.
And bring back the nickel tour. We'll have some people go up to the station again.
Oh, yeah.
And get rid of Gestapo.
Okay. Yes,
we
can party
alaykum,
without
brother.
Bars here, without being behind bars.
Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaikum salam.
Okay.
Peace. This is Earthwatch. You're on the air.
Well, good morning, Robert.
Hey.
Yeah, I've been a listener for since I can remember, pushing 40, and I was a teenager when I first started listening to your show, late teens. And I just want to say I really have...
So was I.
I haven't been, never really gotten involved, although I was a contributor financially a couple of times for the station. But this past year, it did seem, and I guess I'm going to echo a bit of what the last caller just said, that there was a lot of pontificating. On the part of certain individuals. There were some individuals that, well, I guess we would say that was the leaders of this opposition coup that had taken place a little over a year ago that felt that they were, seemed that they were processing information for the benighted masses and that we did not have the wherewithal to come to our own conclusions. So those elements had taken over the station, and we're trying to create a...
As Samora used to say, bombast! Nothing well, but bombast!
And it was very offensive, Robert. I took umbrage to it. I'm African-American, and a lot of ad hominem arguments were being leveled against certain... and being made that would perhaps try to get the masses of...
Not only ad hominem... I'm just interjecting,
certain,
and you will continue.
Certain.
Not only ad hominem, but ad feminem attacks took place as well.
Well,
and I could prove that.
That's a neologism, and perhaps I would agree. But
and this on behalf of people whose only and most significant legacy was to drive Democracy Now! And Amy Goodman, the program that WBAI created and groomed and required to grow, to have that as a legacy, what did you accomplish? Oh, I drove that one out of the station. How disappointed such a person must feel today. You know what I mean? There are higher aspirations to be had.
Well, it as you pointed out, and I think when we think... You know, like the emperor has no clothes, and we've all heard of that parable, and we've been told that this certain element, certain individuals had a broader scope. And then when we realized that perhaps they weren't thinking on a higher mentality that as was purported, that perhaps they were had a very narrow focus, and it was about ego and individual agendas. You know, and I think that when it comes to...
Or as I put it, a low job.
Well, I mean, Robert, any other organization, Pfizer, any other organization, when there's a breakdown within the organization in terms of culture or infrastructure, whatever, there's sometimes that they're industrial organizational psychologists, people that come, and so the cooler heads can prevail. And I wondered, Robert, has any other... I know everybody, there are a lot of very intelligent...
Would it suffice if I said, to answer you?
Yes, sir.
That the leadership... coming from the National Now is quite enlightened, and those processes, mechanisms, coordinators and things are being moved into place in an effort towards coherence.
Excellent.
Not a new unanimity, because you know, like the people who were claiming see about diversity when those allowed on the air represented anything but.
Yes,
so we're trying to find that that new old place, which is where BAI has always been, until a temporary diversion.
Isn't that ironic, Robert? I mean, I've over the years I haven't agreed with everything and all the programs, but there was a sense that there was free speech. I had a sense that there was free speech and that everybody had their opportunity to make their statement. And over the past year, I didn't sense that at all. In fact, it was pretty much like it was demagogic on the part of those individuals.
Well, suffice it to say, we can hear clearly now.
Okay.
Thank you,
Robert. And again, welcome back.
All right.
Bye-bye.
This is Earth Watch. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was going to ask...
209-2900. Pardon me for interrupting you.
No problem. I was going to ask you something about South Africa. I'm glad that the apartheid thing has been abolished and there's no more of that. But I've been hearing some things from many sources claiming that in South Africa now there are some South African men of various ages that are actually raping babies and young girls. Did you ever hear about that?
Yes, I'm aware.
And they were white girls.
I'm aware of stories of sodomy.
Maybe the CIA or maybe something else.
As in other tragic parts of the world, or tragically in other parts of the
world. Yeah, but it's massive. Yeah, right. Australia has this insane immigration policy where they're taking not Africans, but some other type of third world immigration, and there's rapes down there too, not quite as young, not babies, but there's massive rapes there. But as far as in South Africa, I heard that there was some rumor going around among them. Maybe it could be a government thing, it could be CIA, it could be a world communist thing or what, that that the only way to cure AIDS is to have sex with a virgin.
This is like that other program that other program that I mentioned that purports to be investigative. We're talking about second hand or even